Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Welcome. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, bowing in and helping you to improve your life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm going to be talking about it's not the taking part that counts. I did say it's not the taking part that counts. But just before I do the recording, I am actually recording this podcast from the dojo, from my club, from my studio. The martial arts gym, the kickboxing gym, and I'm telling you that because I'm not sure about what background noise you're going to hear or what sounds are going. There's no one here at the moment. I'm by myself. I've come in early to record, but you just don't know, there's traffic going by. It's a fairly busy area, so I don't know what background noise you're going to hear. Hopefully it'll be clear enough. This is my second podcast. This is number two of the series. I still need to invest in a decent microphone, but hopefully you get the idea. Sometimes it's better just to start things and get the ball rolling instead of waiting for perfect conditions. This will be another podcast of mine, by the way, because a lot of us wait for perfect conditions before we start something and never actually start it. So sometimes you're better off just get going, even though conditions aren't perfect. It's not a perfect mic. But I'll pick one up, and so we have to get the ball rolling and move on. So I hear a lot of people talking about, it's the taking part that counts. It's probably not really a socially acceptable viewpoint now to be saying what I'm saying, and that it's not the taking part that counts. And the reason why I'm saying that is that I do think it leads to self-limiting beliefs. I do think when you do something, and you're preparing yourself by saying it's not, it's the taking part that counts, you're allowing yourself not to succeed. You're giving yourself the option. You're giving yourself an out. You're giving yourself an option to fail or to come last or, just to participate. And participation medals, I'm not against participation medals, but they shouldn't be held to the same high esteem as first, second, and third place. If you have somebody, as a competitor myself, as a former competitor, I competed for over 20 years across karate, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts at world level and at professional level. So I've done a lot of competitions, and I know as soon as I met somebody who said to me, that it was the taking part that counts, I knew they were going to lose and be one of the first losers, be out in one of the early rounds, or if it was a round robin system, they were going to be the first to go. And while I admired their niceness, they were too nice. It's too nice a viewpoint, and one that is going to make you lose. My sport is, it's extreme competition. It's a one-on-one sport. It's not a team sport. If you're not out to win, you're definitely going to lose, because the person that you're fighting against, if they're out to win and you're just out to take part, you're already at a huge advantage. When I do these podcasts, one of my reasons for doing these podcasts is that even if nobody listens, I get no viewership or no listenership, is that I can pass on to my children. This is advice for my children, and advice that I wish someone had sat me down and spoken to me about, so I wouldn't have had to have lost so many things or so many fights before I got to the viewpoint that I currently have. I understand at an early age, for kids, 5, 6, it is really the taking part that counts. But it does, and I see a lot of people bring their 5-year-olds to our club and for us to teach them kickboxing and martial arts, and they want us to embed this competitiveness in them. And I do believe that they're too young. But there comes a transition that, once you start competing, taking part and is fine. But once you actually start doing taking part in the actual training and stuff is fine. But once it starts getting competitive, you need to think competitively and you need to be competitive. For me, yeah, I went to the extremes of it. Second place was, for me, was disgusting. Like silver medal, I know a lot of people would be happy with a silver medal or with a bronze. I would have been upset. I would have been very upset. I could have thrown the medal onto the bed or thrown it at the wall or thrown it across the room, or I wouldn't have been happy. And while that could be viewed as negative behavior, it did set me up for the gold medals. It did set me up for first place. And I was able to put that frustration and, I suppose, unhappiness, yeah, and dissatisfaction back into striving for gold. Without that, as I said, that can be viewed as very negative in today's society. But without that, you really are limiting your chance of getting a gold. You have to be a sore loser. You don't have to project being a sore loser. You don't have to let everybody know you're a sore loser. But inside, you have to be a sore loser. To be a strong and consistent winner, you have to abide losing. And speaking of losses, I've won, just taking it to professional MMA, just talking about professional mixed martial arts for a second. I've had 6 professional fights. Besides karate, besides kickboxing, besides all the losses and wins, we'll talk about just MMA because that was my most recent competitive experience. I've had 6 professional MMA fights. 4 I've won and 2 I've lost. The 2 I've lost still plague me to this day. I've made peace with them, but they still, sometimes when I'm training, sometimes even if I was just on a treadmill or going for the jog, they're in my mind. They still to this day, those losses will never fully sit right, and they still help me to continue training or continue, you know, if I'm feeling tired and I want to stop, they help me keep going forward. So while I don't let them be an unhealthy thing, you know, it still does help to drive. If you really do believe that it's the taking part that counts, you are setting yourself up to lose. You are kind of giving yourself no chance to succeed. And I do think some beliefs like that are like having a car that has the handbrake stuck. It doesn't matter what potential the car has. If the handbrake is stuck, you know, you're not going to be, if the brake is stuck, you're not going to be moving anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. So all that potential is lost. So you have to you remove the handbrake. You have to take off the brakes. And I do think that by removing certain and allowing yourself to be this different person, to be this competitor, allowing yourself to strive for first place. The whole fear of failure and fear of success and stuff like that, people set themselves up to have the excuse to lose. Oh, well, I didn't fully try, or, you know, it's the taking part that counts. So when I've lost, I can justify it to myself and I can handle the loss a little bit easier. And I understand that process. But again, you are nearly ensuring your loss. You're nearly ensuring that you're not going to succeed and not going to win and not going to win consistently. You take control away from yourself. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, if you lose, it's on you. It's not any, you didn't apply yourself enough. You can blame coaches, you can blame time, and you can blame your environment, you can blame all these things, and then you take the control away from yourself, so you don't have the ability to change anything and increase your odds of succeeding and of winning. So, you know, unfortunately with competition, you do need to accept your losses and accept the burden of the loss upon yourself. So that you can improve yourself. You can't improve it if you blame it on external forces. There's nothing that is beyond your control. There's nothing that you can do to ensure your victory. So winning and losing is very important. There's very important lessons for winning and losing that we're going to need throughout our life. We can protect our kids and from experiencing loss, but the problem is in competition, but we can't throughout their whole lives. So we do need them to be strong, balanced, well-rounded people so that they're not afraid. They're not fearful of committing themselves and actually trying their hardest and then genuinely not succeeding, knowing that you've tried your best and you've given it your all and knowing what corrections you need to make to go at it again, and not to knock your confidence to, you know, so that you give up. These are all very valuable life lessons, because there is winning and losing in life in so many different aspects of life that it is important to learn them in whatever sporting endeavor that you take part in. So I'll be teaching my kids that. Obviously, I'll be happy with them to take part. Obviously, if they genuinely apply themselves and they lose, I will absolutely comfort them, and I still will be happy with them. But I will teach them more beyond. It's not just the taking part that counts. They do want to strive. They have to. If you can't see yourself winning, what chance? If you can't in your subconscious mind see yourself winning, what chance do you have? And even from a competitive point of view, back to my karate days, really briefly, there were a round robin system. So, I mean, if there was 16 people in your category, you're going to have 4 fights to win. I think that's, my math is brutal, and I used to hate doing out the draws. But anyway, I think that's how it works. You're going to have 4 fights. But you'd see these 16 people warming up, and you could be overwhelmed by the odds. You could be, oh my God, how they all look really good, especially when your adrenaline is flying and your nerves are there, and you're looking at everybody. They all look really good, and you're saying to yourself, how the hell am I going to be able to succeed? How the hell am I going to be able to actually fight every single one of these? So what you basically do is you have to break it down slowly and realize that whoever stands in front of me on the mats at the time, I have the ability to beat. If you can't see that you have the ability to beat each person one at a time, then you have no chance of succeeding. So you have to break it down in your mind and just realize that as a person, I have the ability, and as an athlete and as a fighter, I have the ability to beat each one. All I have to do is beat one of these at a time to win. If you are reminding yourself and justifying that, oh, sure, it's just taking part that counts, you are not going to be mentally strong enough to succeed and to win those one fights at a time. So, you know, have a think about that. All our moral values are different person to person. Circumstantial, it can vary from you know, moment to moment, and from depending on what you're doing. I can understand people saying, I'm just you know, going for a jog in this. I'm going to run the marathon. You know, it's the taking part that counts. That's cool. It's not a highly competitive thing. What I'm talking about, for you, if it's just to get you moving and getting, that was your objective, grand. But what I'm talking about is if you're in a competitive and a environment, not allowing yourself to at least attempt or try to win is a huge disadvantage. And if you're up against others that aren't of that same mind frame, you're going to be in trouble, and you definitely are going to lose, and you've sealed your own faith. So have a think about it, see what you think. Obviously, I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know in any shape or form, whether you think I'm totally off the ball or whether you agree with me. Have a think about it and let me know how it applies to your life. So hopefully that you're all having a good day. This has been the Success Sensei, Roundhouse Rob, and I'll talk to you later. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.